From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Evening Edition.
Now at 6, a terrifying scene on San Francisco streets. Two people dead, three more hurt after a crash into a bus stop.
There's a car over there, and he said that she was just flying.
And a major East Bay thoroughfare shut down when 680 will be back open.
And a sea of green in San Francisco streets as thousands turn out for the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. Live from the CBS studios in San Francisco, I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Andrea Nakano. We are learning more about this tragic accident that killed two and hospitalized three others in San Francisco's West Portal neighborhood.
One of the victims, a child, pronounced dead at the scene. Police say a single car crashed into the bus stop. There's no word on exactly what happened, but you can see a damaged white SUV on the sidewalk there. The intersection was cordoned off as dozens of local officials converged, including Mayor London Breed. This all happened around 12:30 at the intersection of Ulloa Street and Lenox Way, right next to the West Portal Muni Station. The intersection is closed. Muni lines are diverted. The M Ocean Avenue and K Ingleside trains are affected, and John Ramos has more on the story.
10 years ago, the city of San Francisco embarked on an ambitious goal called Vision Zero to eliminate all pedestrian fatal accidents in the city. Unfortunately, what happened here today shows that it is a vision that is not yet realized. Shortly after noon, a car turned off a side street onto Ulloa Avenue, right near the entrance to the West Portal Muni Station. Serena Gomez was working at a hair salon nearby when she heard a commotion and went outside to investigate.
People were trying to block something. They were trying to cover what looked like a body. And then so we ran over to see, and there were bodies everywhere.
The Mercedes SUV plowed headfirst into a utility pole, but it appears that the car first hit a group of pedestrians on the sidewalk.
Some witnesses were saying she was flying so fast, that she was going so fast. The man, there's a car over there, and he said that she was just flying. And that there was a stroller, the baby in a stroller. It was not anything you want to see.
And unfortunately, two were really, really critically injured, and there was no hope for them. But we quickly transported the three others to the hospital.
Officials are not releasing many details about the crash, but it is confirmed that at least one of the victims was a young child. Mayor London Breed arrived on scene and says those who witnessed the accident, including one Muni bus driver, are extremely shaken.
You can imagine, children are involved here and how traumatic that is for a lot of people who especially were probably here and may have witnessed this situation occur.
The city's Vision Zero program is designed to eliminate roadway conditions that could contribute to pedestrian deaths. But there are some accidents that cannot be foreseen, and officials are warning the public not to jump to any conclusions on this one.
We don't know if the driver had a medical emergency. That is all under investigation. So this may have nothing to do with Vision Zero. It's under investigation. We don't know the cause at this time.
Again, two people have been killed and three sent to the hospital with critical injuries. Mayor Breed says if anything about this road had contributed to the accident, it will be addressed. But for now, it is a matter that is still very much under investigation.
In May of last year, a bystander was killed, others hurt, when a car crashed into a bus stop in the city's Mission District. And in August, an elderly driver struck a family walking near Oracle Park. Their four-year-old daughter died from her injuries. On average, about 30 people die every year because of traffic accidents in the city. The safety advocacy group Walk SF said this is one of the worst pedestrian tragedies to ever occur in San Francisco streets. It's almost beyond comprehension. The people demand serious, large-scale changes so that streets prioritize our safety. We're continuing to follow this story. Don Lynn will have the latest on the investigation coming up at 11.
Over in the South Bay, a big drug and weapons bust led by San Jose police. Officers served a search warrant at a music studio where they suspect drugs were dealt. Police say they did find illegally owned guns and drugs.
Now to a shootout on 780 between a pair of suspects and Benicia police officers. It started when police stopped a vehicle involved in an armed robbery. Suspects in the vehicle fired shots. Officers fired back. Two are now in custody. No injuries reported.
A major freeway closure in effect for the entire weekend. Caltrans is finally starting a repaving project on Interstate 680 in Pleasanton that's been pushed back twice because of rain. The stretch of southbound 680 is closed from the 580 connector to Koopman Road. Various on and off ramps are also shut down. That means the southern flow of traffic will be shut off across Pleasanton down to Sunol. The closure comes as Dublin is hosting its 40th St. Patrick's Day celebration this weekend.
We've personally publicized this so that people are aware that this closure is happening. So we don't want any surprises.
Caltrans says the weekend closure will accomplish what would otherwise take 40 nighttime closures. The freeway is expected to reopen Monday morning.
St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, but the celebrations began today. Parades across the country. In Chicago, they dyed the river green, as per usual. And while San Francisco did not dye a river green, Market Street was flooded with color. Thousands of people, more than 100 floats over the streets.
Back home in Ireland, we wear shamrock, or the real actual plant, and generally go to Mass in the morning because it's a holy day. And then as a kid, I would take part in parades. But we always get the day off work and the day off school, so it's always a fun day in Ireland. And here we hang out with our friends. We have, you know, corned beef and cabbage. That's more of a U.S. thing. We don't really have that in Ireland as much.
Well, enjoy it while you're here. The parade is followed by a festival near the Civic Center, and celebrations will, of course, continue through the night.
And we are less than a month away from the tax deadline, and if you're feeling overwhelmed, the IRS is opening special tax assistance centers. There are three here in the Bay Area. The purpose of these events is for people to meet face-to-face with the IRS employees to get help with tax account issues. Normally, you would need to make an appointment for this kind of service. They won't do your tax returns for you, but they can answer your questions.
Anything but tax preparation. So you have a letter, an unresolved letter, you have issues in one way, shape, or form with your taxes, need some help, need some face-to-face reassurance from whatever it might be, bring your paperwork with you, your ID, all those things, come without an appointment.
The IRS is planning two special Saturday openings as well on April 13th and May 18th.
Spring can bring some pretty explosive weather. And today it broke out. Three people died after a severe tornado ripped through parts of Ohio. People in the Lakeview area are assessing damage to their homes and businesses. Residents say they have never seen anything compared to the damage left behind by the storm.
As soon as I hit the living room, I heard it sound like my roof was coming off.
What did you do?
Hit the floor. You've got people everywhere coming through asking if you need food and water or anything. And I mean, there's just so many people around that's trying to help.
By the way, I said today I had that storm was on Thursday. Meanwhile, this is the view from Colorado after they were hit with a blizzard. This is just west of Denver. You can see all of the homes covered in snow. Here's another look at all of that, too. Over 4 feet fell in the mountains during that storm. And evacuations underway after a volcano erupted again in Iceland. You can see the lava flowing rapidly. Fourth time the area has seen volcanic activity since just December.
From fire to ice, check out the quick work by the staff at Sierra at Tahoe Ski Resort after a dangerous crack in the snow closed part of the run. Crews got in and made the area safe again for skiers and snowboarders. Brady Habib met with resort officials to find out what was formed and what they did to get it back open.
We were seeing sustained winds over 100 miles an hour for several days.
The last winter storm is long behind us, but it left behind a new feature on the mountain that left resort staff stunned.
But it's the first time I've ever seen anything like that here.
Sierra Tahoe General Manager John Rice says strong winds and heavy snowfall formed 20-foot high wind lips, cortices, and helped create this massive crevice about 40 feet deep leading into underground caverns.
Well, essentially like you'd see at higher altitudes.
Rice attributes some of these formations to the absence of trees on the mountain. The Caldor Fire in 2021 burned off thousands of them that acted as natural wind barriers, now leaving the backside vulnerable. This formation just happened to land on top of a creek bed.
You can imagine every valley has a river or creek, seasonal creek, and at the bottom that water's running year-round. And so when it warms up, you'll get little areas that'll open up.
I'm at the bottom of one of the ski lifts here on the east side of the resort, and Middle Castle is just beyond that ridge right there, and that's where those massive caverns were. And staff here at the resort tell me that they have never seen any formations like that on this mountain before.
Despite it being located on the border of the resort's existing boundary on the backside of the mountain, crews worked quickly to fill it in.
Snow safety, avalanche blasting, a number of different approaches to trying to push that snow into those areas and create a ridge to keep people out of them.
While a portion of the run remains blocked off, skiers like Eva and her family can rest assured knowing that measures are being taken to keep them safe.
I'm happy to know that this place is generally safe. That's why we're here, so I'm not worried about anything.
Meanwhile, Rice notes adapting to the changing conditions on the mountain is an ongoing process, but one that provides a safe and enjoyable experience.
We're starting to figure it out, and it's still a wonderful product.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you back here at 11 tonight.
Until then, the news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area. It's going to be a beautiful evening tonight.
Oh, the best. Yeah, get out there.
Good night.
Good night.